The last thing I'd like to do here is just lead you in a short diaphragmatic breathing exercise. Okay? So finding that posture that for you feels naturally uplifted and dignified. And by the way, you can do this sitting, standing, walking around while driving your car. But for practice, let's do it sitting down in our usual meditation posture. First, bringing our attention to the body and then finding our breath, feeling that flow of sensate experience with each in-breath and out-breath, and then noticing where we're breathing from. Are we breathing more with the chest or more with the belly? If we're breathing with the belly, that's great. Just stay with that and feel the belly rising and falling. Feel the diaphragm muscle contracting and relaxing. If we notice that we're breathing more with the chest, you might rotate your pelvis a little bit, move around a little bit until you notice a natural shift to belly breathing. If that doesn't work, you can take your hands and place them behind your head. In fact, I would encourage you to try this for a moment. Take your hands, place them behind your head. Give it a moment or two, and you will inevitably find that you're breathing with the belly. Why? Because you've disengaged the muscles that are needed for chest breathing. You can also do that by putting one hand up on a wall and leaning against the wall, or putting your hands and arms over the back of a chair. So do whatever you need to do to make that shift into belly breathing, and then just stay with nice, full belly breathing for a minute or two, breathing maybe a little more fully than you normally do. Nice, long, full in-breath, and then just letting the out-breath go out in its own natural way, feeling the flow of the air and feeling the belly rising and falling. We call this diaphragmatic belly breathing, and it's so important for our health in many, many different dimensions. But it's also a great way to shift your state when you find yourself in the midst of a not so helpful state of mind or physiological state, and you need to respond to life. Use your breath, find your belly, do the belly breathing practice. I would encourage you to stop the audio, grab your journal, and make a few notes. What did you learn about doing belly breathing? Were you already a belly breather, or had you become a chest breather? What did you learn about making that transition? And even if you were or are a belly breather, how did bringing your attention to the breath and really intentionally breathing fully with the belly, what did you notice about how that changed or shifted your physiological state, your emotional state, your mental state? What are you learning about yourself? Take a few minutes to do that, and then we'll get started with the next quadrant in Goleman's model of emotional intelligence.